Aircheckdownloads.com.
Now, Sam and Amy.
So hello, this is Sam and Amy and for Annika once again. I just thought because Huey set the mood so relaxed.
Oh, I'm so lovely.
Would you like to carry on that kind of
yeah,
level?
Yeah, I think that's a good way. Ease yourselves into the weekend.
Okay, something easy then. Perfect.
Yep, do.
Did you go to Nebworth?
Yeah, I did. I'm just trying to figure out which year that was. I mean, that could make us feel... Oh, 2003, yeah.
2003.
That's okay. I thought it was going to... I was thinking, like, 98.
98 would make me feel very old, yeah. And you went on a Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
I was there when he got a girl on stage and snogged her live.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice. The interesting thing about Nebworth is that whenever you mention Nebworth, everybody just presumes you're talking about Robbie Williams.
Or Oasis.
Yeah, the fact that there have been so many gigs there, he owned it, didn't he? Hello, friends. This is Sam and Amy in for Annika. If you're up and about this time of the day and you want to get in touch, the text number, as ever, is 88291. What are you doing? If you're on the way to holiday somewhere or you're up with a baby, whatever you're doing, get in touch and we'll give you a mention.
Are you feeling okay? Because I am feeling a bit responsible for the fact you've got more of a husky edge. I mean, I think you're probably enjoying that because I have given you a cold.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel responsible for it because I definitely hold you responsible for it. It is funny though that you do feel responsible because obviously you've done nothing for this. It's been
but I've passed it on to about three people. In fact, Jonathan Coezy in Surrey. Good morning to you. I hope I've said Coezy. I think it's the surname. Hello, Sam and Amy. Nice to have you back on Radio 2. Please, can you give a mention to me as I've been poorly this past week with a cold? It's on its way out.
Oh, Johnny.
So I mean, the good news is it's on its way out. I've got a method, okay, which is a natural method to get rid of a cold,
okay,
which I discovered by accident earlier this week.
Yep.
It is a little unorthodox,
okay,
a bit extreme, but I was cooking, and obviously I was cooking some spicy food to try and rid of it,
yep,
and I got some chilli up my nose,
okay,
which did feel a little bit like my head was about to explode.
Right.
However, it was a dreadful half an hour, but it did kind of do the job.
Okay, so to clarify, you're suggesting that I put chilli flakes, or what kind of powder?
I just cut it up into very tiny little pieces.
Right.
So it was just a tiny bit that must have got in the nose, but okay, it kind of cleared the sense. I don't know, health and safety-wise, if I should be recommending it, but it's definitely a method.
Here speaks Dr. Amy. Mm. I think I'll give it a go and mix it in with some Vaseline so I can get it properly in there.
Might work, yeah.
Chili Vaseline.
Yeah, good luck.
In the nose. Mm. Okay. Now, this is, of course, the new one from Sam Smith. It's called Writings on the Wall. It is the new Bond song, which Bond's out in about 3 weeks' time.
Mm.
If you're a massive Bond fan, then stick with us this morning because we've got something extraordinarily exciting to run past you before 7 o'clock this morning. Sam Smith now on Radio 2. What a voice! Sam Smith and Writings on the Wall. This is Sam and Amy in for Annika. And if you are a fan of Bond, of course, Sam Smith's single there is the theme to the new Bond film, which is out in 3 weeks' time. Spectre.
I think so, Spectre, yeah.
If you're a big Bond fan, then you're going to love what we're going to do before 7. But to be quite honest, even if you're not a big Bond fan, you're going to love this.
I think it's going to get quite tense, actually.
I think between you and I, it could.
Big decisions to be made.
Huge decisions to be made, and you could genuinely influence the music that we play on Radio 2 this morning. Bond fans, stand by for about 10 to 7 this morning. Before that, I tell you what I'd like to talk about, social faux pas.
Really?
Yes. If you've got a social faux pas that you've recently made and you're prepared to share it with us, then we'd very much like you to get in touch with the show this morning because Amy and I aren't on Radio 2 every day of the week. There was an email exchange yesterday.
Oh, I don't need to mention this, I don't think, do
you? I think people want to hear about it. Did you make a social faux pas yesterday?
It's a bit embarrassing. So this morning we've got lovely Kelly, who's producing us, who we hadn't... Well, you hadn't met Kelly before.
No.
And we received an email... just with a bit of information about the show and saying in the email, there was a few people copied in,
yep,
wasn't there? And you don't always look at who's copied in the email.
Yeah, but maybe you should.
Yep. And it did say, oh, your producer will be Kelly, and put her full name. And I recognised Kelly's name and I realised I'd met her before,
yep,
at a conference and she did this brilliant talk. So I got quite excited. So I emailed back saying, this is Bor, she's amazing, can't wait to work with her. And then it was that point you noticed that she was copied in the email.
Yes, I did. Oh, it was beautiful.
It's a bit keen, isn't it? It's a little bit... And I don't. It's one of those exchanges where I would have met her, but there's no reason why Kelly would have really remembered me, because it was a busy conference and I'd kind of gone up and just said, oh, hello. And, yeah. you know, so she probably wouldn't have remembered who I was, but it's almost like I'd made out I was friends with her. Well, just to try and be a bit cool.
Kelly's sitting in the next door studio to us now, and she still won't give you eye contact.
I can't even look at her. It's too embarrassing.
Well, when you saw her this morning at about 5, you did hug her for a little bit too
long.
Was it? Yeah, it was a bit keen.
Rein it in.
It was a beautiful moment, because I was sitting opposite Amy when she realised that she'd copied Kelly in, and the blood ran out of her face.
I mean, at least I said something nice. Could have said something awful. That would have been really dreadful.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
So anyway, this morning we would love to celebrate your, you might not be thinking celebrate, but we certainly will, your social faux pas. When have you really dropped yourself in it? Our text number is 88291. You can email us, Annika@bbc.co.uk, or get in touch via Facebook.
Yeah, or Twitter, tweeters at BBC Radio 2. In fact, if you're not on Twitter yet, today is the day you need to get on, because that's when we're going to need your help. This will all make sense a bit later on.
It will. Your social faux pas, when have you dropped yourself in it, you just wanted the ground to swallow you up? 88291 to text in. And coming up, we have Brandon Flowers, Crossfire. It's a great song. We'll play it after this.
BBC introducing.
Just to give you a little insight into what happens in the studio when the songs are on, I said to Amy's more of a muso than I am. And I said to Amy, so a bit about Brandon Flowers. Tell me about Brandon Flowers. Mm. And she said, right, okay, lead singer of the Killers.
Yeah.
He's done a bit of solo work on his own, and he's extraordinarily handsome.
Well, you wanted a rundown.
I did.
What more do you need to know?
Nothing. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah. I mean, we were a bit, getting up this morning. We got up at, I don't know, half three or
half
something.
Half three, yeah.
That is nothing compared to Sasha this morning, who's been up prepping three horses since 3 a.m.
Oh,
competing 3 hours away today and hoping Doonagore boy, okay, will put on his hooves of fire for his first event with us today. Could you wish us luck? Good luck, Sasha.
Who's more nervous, the horse or Sasha? The horse is going to be nervous, I would imagine. Yeah. You've got to perform,
do
otherwise.
Do they know what they're getting in for?
Of course
they
do.
They're getting prepped.
No. Horses know. They're very, very bright, and they know what's in for them if they don't perform.
Plenty of caffeine for Sasha and Doonagore boy. Also, Luke, who says, morning, Sam and Amy. Luke the Aussie here, making kitchens in Wiltshire, making sure I get them all in before Christmas.
Good man,
Luke. Are we allowed to say the C word at this point?
I think we probably are, yeah.
Been here from 4 a.m, only 10 more weeks of long days. Just the 10 weeks.
Right.
So good luck with that. And yes. Bob in Burley, in Wharfdale, says, up early and on the cycling turbo trainer, play something to make me pedal faster.
That's very keen, Bob, at this time of the day. I'm impressed.
Can I give some advice?
Yeah.
I did a cycling challenge a couple of years ago, and then I recently started doing running instead. It's much easier, Bob. Get off the bike, go for a run.
I entirely disagree with you. I find running the bane of my life, but cycling is, the bike does it all for you.
Cycling turbo trainer. Interesting.
It's very impressive, Bob. If you want to text us, our text number is 88291, or you can tweet us at BBC Radio 2.
Now it's time for Pause for Thought. Here's director of a Christian youth charity, Martin Saunders.
I first met Julia.
The Lighthouse family and Lifted. Hello, this is Sam and Amy in for Annika this morning. Thoroughly enjoying your social faux pas. If you've missed this already, when there was an email exchange between Amy, myself, one of the directors here at Radio 2, and Kelly, who's producing us this morning. Amy, if you missed this, told everybody how great Kelly was, not knowing that Kelly was copied in on the email.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
Some of these are a lot worse.
Okay.
In fact, okay. Neil in Stoke says, a few years ago, a friend of mine was desperately trying to get together with a girl on a bus when I lived in Germany. It was clear that they knew each other slightly, but only slightly. As he was trying to smooth his way with her, he asked, so how are you, Mum and Dad? Oh, they're still dead, she replied.
Oh.
With that, she quickly got up and left the bus.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's kind of harsh on her part, you know.
You think she could have styled it out?
Well, yeah. I mean, her delivery there is pretty harsh. But
yes.
Wow.
Okay, good. So if you can beat that, if you've experienced a social faux pas when you literally wanted the ground to swallow you up, then get in touch. Our text number is 88291. You can email us, annika@bbc.co.uk.
Or tweet us, @BBC Radio 2.
Okay, great stuff. This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM.
The BBC News headlines at 6:30. This is Justine Green.
Aircheckdownloads.com.